Bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle.
This is Pedaling the Pueblo, connecting people to news and information about Tucson's bicycle culture.
I'm Kylie Walczak. In the studio with me today is Clay Cam.
Hello, Kylie.
And Clay is going to talk to us today about an event that he dreamed up. Clay has many passions. He's a Renaissance man. He's also a dad. He also bikes everywhere with his kids. He wanted to see this intersection of things that he loves, which includes bicycles, beer, poetry, and
bread.
Food. Right? So tell us more about this idea.
So in my day-to-day job, I do a lot of butting heads. I wanted to be part of a process where I was creating something with other people. And I kind of tangentially knew people from Living Street Alliance and Edible Baja and the UVA's Poetry Center. But I had never really spoken to any one of them on a one-to-one basis. So I thought, well, let's see if they have any interests in putting together this event with me. So I called up people from those organizations and just said, hey, do you want to participate? I think this would be a fun event.
How did poetry get woven into this event?
So Tyler Meyer is the director of the U of A's Poetry Center, and he and I are friends now. Friends peripherally before, but friends now. And he contacted published poets and asked them if they wanted to be involved in a bicycling gastronomy event. I think we have three poets now. Beginning at Dragoon, there'll be two poets doing some readings, and then the bike ride will go to Manzo Elementary School, where we'll hear poetry from some of the students at Manzo Elementary School and take a tour of their community garden. We'll then go on to the Mercado, San Augustine. And then we're going to finish at Mission Gardens, where there's going to be some more poetry readings, as well as a local band playing some good music for us.
And there'll be bread and some food available at the Mission Gardens
right.
as well.
We're going to have Don from Barrio Bread is going to bake a bunch of bread for us. We're going to look for some local cheeses, some local spreads, and just hopefully enjoy a February day in Tucson.
And the ride's going to be supported with people who are knowledgeable about how to fix bikes, so there's no need to fear about breaking down. The route that we're going to take is also all ages, family friendly.
And I think that was key for me. I've got three kids. We love to ride together. It can be hard to find events in Tucson where they really support kids riding. I know that every Tuesday night there's a great ride around Tucson, but it's hard. It's late at night, so it's hard to bring my young kids out for that. So we wanted to make this very family-friendly, hence the reading from the elementary kids. I think that your younger children might not enjoy some of the famous poets reading, but they might really enjoy watching kids read their own poems. That might be more fun for them than the poetry readings at Dragoon Brewery or at Mission Gardens, but the band will be fun for everybody.
I think that makes for a really great inclusive event here in Tucson. So thanks for thinking of this idea and convening the people that you brought together to make it happen. And hopefully this will be just the start of all
sure.
ages, accessible, inclusive, family-friendly bike rides all over Tucson that take people out to show them different attractions, maybe highlight different parts of what makes our community unique. So again, if you want more information about this ride, it's called Poets Pedal, and you can visit the Edible Baja Arizona website and find out more. Thanks, Clay.
Thank you very much, Kylie.
Support for KXCI and Pedaling the Pueblo is provided by Ordinary Bike Shop, located at 311 East 7th Street. Ordinary Bike Shop is proud to be locally owned and operated, offering a full range of biking gear and goods. More information at 622-6488 or online at ordinarybikeshop.com.